Welcome to the Local Talent Showcase portion of Let's Get Creative here on KUPR. I am your host, Jerry D, and on this episode, we will be speaking with Russell James Pyle. Russell has released 5 albums with the Albuquerque Americana band, The Porter Draw, and works with them regularly. He has also jammed with Reverend Horton Heat, Green Sky Bluegrass, Cross Canadian Ragweed, and others. And Russell, would you like to introduce yourself to the listening audience?
Hi, how's everybody doing out there in Placidus? Hope you're having a good day.
The fact that people are listening to the show will make it that much better. So you have an album out, it's called Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago was that released?
I released that about 2 months ago. Not too long ago.
Cool. And there's a lot of good talent, a lot of good background musicians on there. As you'll hear very soon, we'll be spinning some tracks from that as we go through the show this afternoon. And as a reminder, you are listening to Let's Get Creative here on KUPR 99.9. And would you like to tell us a little bit about the guys that played with you on this record?
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of seminal Albuquerque musicians, Americana musicians on the record, Ben Wood from the Porter Draw. He's the banjo player in the Porter Draw. I used to play with the Porter Draw.
They play around the area quite a bit here and there.
Oh yeah, they're still playing real hard, and we're still the closest of friends. But Ben played on the record, and then the band Wildwood, Alex McMahon, Greg Williams on the drums, Alex McMahon on the pedal steel and the electric guitar, and they're just phenomenal talents. And then their lead singer and songwriter, Meredith Wilder, who's just one of my favorite songwriters in town. She just relocated to Boulder.
Oh.
But she sings back up. And then Dave Payne from the now defunct classic Albuquerque band, the Saltine Ramblers. He plays bass on the album. Yeah, so it's a really great crew of people.
He just came out with a solo record, too, not that long ago.
Yes, he did. Yeah, well, Not Admit Defeat, and he's got a great crew of musicians. It's a good record, too.
I've been playing that here and there, listening to that. There's something about this area. There's a lot of creative energy here. You know, it seems to be people with creative juices are drawn to this area.
Yeah, it's been like that for a really long time. You look at... The so-called marketing campaign that the territory of New Mexico kind of went upon to get their statehood way back, and they kind of marketed New Mexico. Not a lot of people know this, but I'm sure people from the area do. But they marketed New Mexico as an artistic place. Santa Fe has always been an artistic area. I think Albuquerque's a little bit more rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I think
a bit of a harder edge to
it. I feel like we have our finger on the pulse of the culture a little bit more down here. I love Santa Fe too. But I really love Albuquerque.
And of course, yeah. Placitas and the surrounding area.
Oh, yeah.
Which you are listening to 99.9 KUPR Community Radio for Placitas and the surrounding area. And we are here with Russell James Pyle talking about the record Rise. So would you like to spin one of the tracks from this album? And
Why don't you, you could do the opening track is September Song. And I wrote this song in one night. The night of the blood moon, I believe my wife was out. I don't know where she was now that I think about it, but she was out and I was at home, and I just pulled out the guitar and the song. It was one of those ones where the song came out, and you hear that in the song. So
cool. Yeah. All right, so let's give it a listen right now. September Song from Russell James Pyle right here on KUPR.
Come early and your eyes become closed. Red mixed with yellow as the branches do shake and crack neath your feet like the sound of a rake. These fields of gold don't feel so cold. for the winter in this mountain glow. Kept my heart from the summer, now it has long. Welcome September with this song. Frost on the apples in the cool morning air. Chimney smoke rise to the sky like a prayer. The world wakens easy and sings its sweet song. The voices inside you, they all sing along. In these fields of gold, you don't feel so cold. Waiting for the winter, this mountain glows. Kept my heart from the summer, now it's past long. Welcome September with this song. And as the moon rises like blood in the sky, the harvest is ending and the thrush passes by. Song of September runs clear in my heart. Song of an ending, the sound of a star.
And that was September Song from the CD Rise from Russell James Pyle, who we have here in the studio right here at KUPR. And do you have anything else you'd like to add about that song?
No, I like it. I really like it. It's a good one. It came out.
It had a lot of, you could definitely hear the talent in that one. It was a nice recording.
Yeah. I really dig the band. That's one of my favorite songs to play live. So
very cool. And is there a lot of good crowd reaction to that when you do play it live?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's one of the more, it's a mellow album,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really mellow album and,
but not too mellow.
Not too mellow. No, I like mellow.
Oh yeah, right.
I love mellow. But it's definitely more mellow and ambient album, as you'll hear from some of the next songs. So yeah, I think it's a good track. Sure.
Very cool. And I hope everyone enjoyed that. We have more to come from the Rise album. But first, I'd like to ask Russ, what other projects are you up to? And what kind of upcoming gigs do you have?
Well, I'm kind of always playing in New Mexico. And then I tour a lot.
Oh, yeah. What other states have you been to?
Oh, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I just finished a cross-country tour this spring.
Oh, nice.
I did a Northwest tour this winter. Winter, spring-ish. So I'm kind of always on the road. That's always a big thing for me. And but I'm also always playing in town too. Like in the meantime, bread
that's
and butter.
Good. Keep the hometown crowd happy.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's hard. Like I want to encourage people to come out and see songwriters. You know, we don't quite fit into the bar scene.
Mm-hmm.
Although we do play a lot of bars, there's a lot of great songwriters in this town.
Yes, there are.
But I really want people to pay attention and come on out to the shows because there's a lot of talent in that area. Callie Shaw, Justin Thompson,
I had Kylie on the show not that long ago.
Yeah, within he's the last great. Few weeks. I mentioned Meredith Wilder, yeah. Sage Harrington. Kevin Herrig is probably my like favorite Albuquerque musician right now, and he's a singer-songwriter, and he just knows how to play the guitar real well. But yeah, the stuff that I'm working on, like, so I've got 14 songs written for a new album.
Cool.
I just released this album, and now I got 14 ready to go. And I'm going to wait until I've got, you know, 10 more or so, and then I'm going to be heading to Birmingham, Alabama to a studio in January, and I'll be recording that. So I'm going to have a lot of material to do, and then I'll pick and choose. And then what songs I want to put on the album.
Very cool.
In the meantime, like I said, a lot of touring, but I'm also going to be working. I'm really excited. I'm going to be working with a couple of musicians, Matthew Tobias, a drummer, and John McMillan. He's a bass player, and they're both just incredible talents. And eventually you'll be seeing, you know, the Russell James Pyle trio, and that's going to be just the three of us kind of doing a lot of improv-based work on top of my, you know, the folk music that I write, you know, but it's going to be all electric. It's going to be all improv based, and we're going to have a really good time with it. And these guys just really kill it. So that's pretty cool. I'm also working on an ambient album. So on the album Rise, the final track is kind of two tracks in one. And, the final half of that track is an ambient composition that's pretty basic that I wrote, and I'm looking forward to doing more work with that kind of music and putting out an album of that kind of in that style.
Very nice. You have to send us some preview raw tracks, you know, just to give us a little taste of it as it's progressing.
Sure.
And
yeah,
we'll try to get that on the air too. But in the meantime, why don't we listen to another track from Rise? But before we do that, could you tell us where was that recorded, and how did the recording process go with this record?
So I recorded up in Santa Fe with Bill Palmer, who's a really good friend and a trusted producer of my music. And the Port of Draw as well, and many, many other bands, both in New Mexico and all around the country. And he is just one of the best engineers and producers I've ever worked with. And up at Frogville Records in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, my sixth or seventh time recording at Frogville. And I feel really comfortable up there. So do all the other musicians on the album. We all know that room inside and out. And, you know, Alex does a lot of session work. Greg does a lot of session work. They both do it up there. And we've all recorded a lot up there. And so, that place is great. We had a great time. It was a good weekend that we got the majority of it done. And then, you know, I went back up and did some other things and mixing and things like that. And,
oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty smooth process. All in all, it did not take long for me to get it to from inside my head to the CD. It was pretty smooth. So yeah,
nice. So why don't we listen to December Song from that very record, Rise? And you're listening to KUPR. This is Let's Get Creative, the local talent showcase portion.
Night calls in early, sun leaves a cold trail behind. Stars announce a half moon over top the mountainside. Singing in the forest, I smile in your lips pressed to mine. Cold don't feel so lonesome, it's winter now, I don't seem to mind. Snow is falling softly, catching on a pine tree. Gray, quiet morning, still and silent dawn. Days do light upon us like lions we wake. And we rise. December is a long month, but this is what we have now. We arise. The
sunlight heating the darkness of night. Let the wind awake you, let December take you. At the end of last year, how could I know this year would be so hard? Learn to love the winter, you learn to love exactly where you are.
And that was December Song from the CD Rise by Russell James Pyle, who we have in this, here in the studio right here at KUPR. And Russell, do you have anything you'd like to add about that particular song? That was a good one too.
Yeah, I'm not very creative with my song titles.
Right.
I like to joke about that. So there's December Song, there's September Song, I have
well,
April
at least
song.
You didn't at least you didn't just name them track one, track three, I track
know.
Four.
I have and now for the next album you'll see April Song and Morning Song.
Wow.
And June Song and River Song. So I'm not
then
I,
when you're
I,
done with all yeah. the months you could go into seasons or weather patterns, you know, things like that.
But yeah, it's kind of a joke that I have with myself and this is but I don't care. Yeah, I wrote that song. That's the first single off the album. I really, really dig that track. I like how it came together. It's like Greg read my mind on the drums, honestly. It's really cool.
That's but, good stuff.
There's a line in there that says, learn to love the winter and learn to love exactly where you are. And, you know, it's all about accepting and, you know, kind of all about like, hey, man, if you can love where you are, if you can accept where you are, then you're going to go a long way to reducing your suffering.
Wow. So that's, very good
that's
points.
A good line there. But
very
yeah,
good points. So, wow.
Thanks.
It's going to be, yeah, if everyone could just soak that in and learn to live by it, then we'd probably have a lot less problems in the world. But anyway, do you have any, I know you have some gigs coming up. Would you like to talk a little bit about those?
Well, I'll be playing at Mineshaft on their deck on Friday.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, I'll be playing at Marble Brewery Westside Tap Room. You can catch me there.
Cool.
So, yeah, that'll be stuff.
Very cool. You also have a website, so if people want to find out what your upcoming
gigs
yeah.
and your
information.
You can, yeah, if you want to know what I'm up to, I'm all over social media.
Okay.
I should plug that. Like, not only am I on Facebook at Russell James Pyle, I am also on and my Instagram feed is really active. I'm an outdoors guy. I do a lot of posting, and that's at Russell James Pyle. And then Twitter is at SimpleXMath. What else? Snapchat at SimpleXMath. Yeah, I get around, you know. Yeah, and then my website, of course, www.russelljamespyle.com.
There you go. So if people, if you want to find more information about Russell, there it is. And we'll give those websites out again toward the end of the show. But in the meantime, why don't we listen to another track from Rise? Which one would you like to go into next? I see we have Walk On.
Yeah, so I used to be a psychotherapist.
Oh.
And this track is therapy. That's all I'll say about it.
Very cool. So why don't we give that a listen right now here on Let's Get Creative, KUPR 99.9. Thank you.
day is coming closer, making you feel small. Getting up seems so easy, it's the hardest thing of all. So you wake up, open up your eyes, greet the morning and you're glad to be alive. Realize who you are, start to rise. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on.
From the album Rise, that is Russell James Pyle and Walk On. And we have Russell in the studio right here at KUPR, and would you like to talk a little bit about that? That had some interesting delay effects and nice layering. It had a real nice mellow ambient feel to it.
Yeah, that's kind of when I went into the studio, and one of the reasons I wanted to work with Bill Palmer is because he understands that kind of stuff. And I said, I really want to have a lot of atmospherics and a lot of layering, you know, on certain parts of the album. Because that's kind of the music that I first fell in love with when I was, you know, early high school or middle school age. And I was listening to Achtung Baby and My Bloody Valentine, and I mean, there's a lot of bands. Slow Dive. There's listening to Bowie. I mean, the Berlin albums by Bowie that were produced by Brian Eno.
Oh yeah, and of course the Talking Heads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, just using ambient sound as part of the album, and you know, the ability to create a mood as opposed to a melody.
Right.
And I think that's, I mean, I listen to a lot of ambient music. If you listen to like Brian Eno's stuff, like from that late 70s, you know, he creates moods. And some of the best artists, like Harold Budd, is a composer that does that. And so I listened to a lot of that stuff throughout my life. And a lot, I got back to it in preparation for this album because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I've always wanted to do that, the shoegazy dream pop kind of sound. So we went in there, and the cool thing is that album was recorded live.
Nice.
There actually wasn't that much tracking done, like overdubbing. I did some.
You could sort of feel that. You could sort of hear that in the recording.
There's an energy to it. I enjoy recording live. It has that organic quality to it. Yeah. There are many ways to make records, but one, I think I really do enjoy the what happens when you capture the gestalt of the moment in a big room like that up at Frogville. And we didn't use a whole hell of a lot of plugins. It was mainly all they have a huge rack system.
Right.
It's one of the most amazing looking analog rack systems I've ever seen up at Frogville, and we used all of it. We used tape delays. We used a Roland Space Echo, which is a classic tape delay sound from the 70s and 80s. And you know, I was using my old pedal delay, and I know that Alex has a ton of different. I mean, that guy, he makes cool sounds.
Yeah. Sounds interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was really cool. And so there's this quality to the record where it's floating, you know, and I really love that. So
very good. So we can move on to another track if you like.
Sure.
And let's see, the next one we have picked out is,
we're gonna go from floating to bouncing, I think. Okay. We're doing Sweet Virginia. So I'm from the East Coast, and I spent a lot of my life in Virginia. My parents still live there. I grew up in Pennsylvania and then moved there when I was like 13, and lived there until I was 16 before I moved back to Pennsylvania. My parents didn't. I moved back up to PA, and then I went to college in Virginia as well. And
there's a lot of music festivals happen in Pennsylvania every summer. I mean,
Like, it's really great. Right, I think this weekend is the Red Wing Roots Music Festival, which is put on by a group of people I know, and it's a huge fest. Steel Wheels put it on. Anyway, I digress. So Virginia is a big part of my life, and this song bounces a lot more than it floats. And I think you'll enjoy it.
Cool. Sweet Virginia from the album Rise, right here on KUPR.
Carolina never looked so fine from a review in my mind. No, I told you everything's alright. What I told you was a lie. Skyline Drive, Rage 99. Hear the wind blow. Sweet Virginia, I wait for your song to carry me back to my home. All this running has got me feeling old. Never felt so all alone. Sweet Virginia, I'm coming home. Shenandoah, you flow in river, always changing, always the same. Mountain skyline,
turning into hillsides. I think I heard them call my name. Take me back to the beaten track, where I learned all that I know. Sweet Virginia, I wait for your song. Carry me back to my home. All this running has got me feeling home. Never felt so all alone. Sweet Virginia, coming home. Sweet Virginia, coming home. Fresh like springtime, and it's old like red wine. Back to where my heart's bound. Say goodbye to all my lies. In the Blue Ridge I will rise. Sweet Virginia, I wait for your song to carry me back my home. All this running has got me feeling home. Never felt so all alone. Sweet Virginia, coming home. Sweet Virginia, coming home. Sweet Virginia, coming home.
And that was Sweet Virginia from Rise, the new album by Russell James Pyle, who we have in the studio we've been spending this afternoon chatting with for a while. And Russell, do you have anything you'd like to add about that particular track? That was a good one, too.
I had a really good time. I wrote that. That's actually one of the older tracks on the album. I wrote that about 3 years ago, maybe, and it's one of the ones that survived. And so I was really looking forward to playing that on my latest tour. I had two stops in Virginia, and
oh, nice.
Played this really cool show in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I used to go to college there, and there's a lot of good people there that I hadn't seen in a long time, but also just a generally really big crowd, raucous crowd. Mm-hmm. I was playing with a pretty popular band called the Judy Chops.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, everybody should check out the Judy Chops. And I played that song, and I was so much fun. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I had this whole new respect for that song after I played it there, because
the crowd was really getting into it.
They were really into it, and the energy of being in the Shenandoah Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Right then and there, and singing the song about it, and that's it was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
That's another special place. You know, mountains are different back east. You know, there's a lot more trees, a lot more greenery, but this is a beautiful area. You know, central New Mexico is very... a lot of creative energy here. There's something special about it. That is for sure. But all right, we think we're just about out of time here. And I'd like to thank you for coming in and spending the afternoon. And it was good listening to all this great music.
Well, pleasure's mine.
And you've been listening to Let's Get Creative right here on KUPR, Low Power FM, community radio for Placitas and the surrounding area. More information about Russell can be found at his website, which is russelljamespyle.com. And links to his social media are also there. Thank you for listening.